Greetings and welcome once again to Grace Alive. It's good to have you tune in with us today, and we trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together with you from God's Word. In just a few moments, we will continue our series of studies on the topic, How Do You Count Your Blessings? We're looking at the blessings that God has given to members of the church, the body of Christ, in this dispensation of grace, looking at where we find those blessings, how God has blessed us, how we count those blessings, exactly what those blessings are. So we're happy that you've dialed our way today. As I said, we invite you to stay tuned for the next half hour as we consider this question today, how do you count your blessings? Ephesians chapter 1 is our starting point. You might want to take a moment now and get your Bibles and turn to the first chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. And as you do that, I'll remind you once again that you're watching Grace Alive. And at the end of the program, we'll be giving complete information about how you can contact us here at Grace Alive if you have questions or comments about anything you've heard, or if you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes, the DVDs or the CDs of this entire month's series of studies. Right now, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. Ephesians 1 and verse 3, we read this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, as I mentioned a few moments ago, we are this month looking at the blessing of the church, the body of Christ, at how do you count your blessings? There's an old hymn that says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And that song encourages us to count our blessings, to name them one by one. Well, if we're going to count our blessings, if we're going to name them one by one, we need to understand what those blessings are. We need to understand why we've been blessed. We need to understand where those blessings are located. So this series of studies is targeted at those questions. Why are we blessed? How are we blessed? And where are we blessed? And last month, we dealt with another kind of blessing in the Scripture. We looked at the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, where we find the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. And we saw that those blessings and those circumstances described there in Matthew 5 fit with the nation Israel in the coming earthly kingdom. This month, we're looking for the blessings of the body of Christ. What blessings do we find for the church, the body of Christ, not in that coming kingdom for the nation Israel, but blessings that God has given to us in this present, current, right now, dispensation of grace. So, as I said, Ephesians 1, our starting point, we read there of God blessing us. First of all, Paul says, blessed be God and the Father, God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because God is the only person, the only being that's worthy of blessing. To bless means to confer favor upon, to speak well of someone. So God is the only person that deserves to have favor conferred upon him, but he does confer favor upon others. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So not only, although the verse says that God is the only one worthy of being blessed, and Paul does do that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's also the case that he has conferred blessing upon those that are not worthy of receiving that blessing. Last week, we looked at the question of why he's done that. Why has God conferred blessing upon those that didn't deserve blessing? Now, as we've come through this series of studies, we have looked at two different kinds of blessing. We've looked at what we're calling natural blessing. Natural blessing is blessing that comes simply by virtue of the fact that you're a part of God's creation. It's blessing that comes just as a part of nature. The food that you eat, the air that you breathe, everything that you see around you is a blessing from God given to his creatures. Whether you're saved or lost, whether you're just or unjust, we read the verse a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. It's just a part of nature and a part of the fact that you're, or based on the fact you're a part of God's creation. What we're looking at in this series of studies, though, is supernatural blessing. blessing that is outside of the realm of nature that God bestows, confers favor upon that you wouldn't ordinarily have just as a result of creation. And we've seen the two groups that he confers that kind of blessing on are the nation Israel and the church, the body of Christ. These two groups in Scripture receive supernatural blessing, special treatment, if you will, by God. He gives the nation Israel and the body of Christ blessings that we wouldn't otherwise have had just as a part of his creation, just as a part of nature. Last week, we answered the question, why? Why did God bless the children of Israel? Why does he bless the body of Christ? And we answered that question. We saw that the nation Israel, the requirements for blessing were two. Number one, to be a part of that nation, first of all, to be a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Number one, was to be a part of that nation, a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Number two is to keep the law that God gave to Moses. So it wasn't enough just to be a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but that was required. Once you were a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then the key to blessing was to keep the law that God gave to your nation through Moses. Even a Gentile in the Old Testament could only get blessed, because they were not physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those Gentiles could only get blessing when they came under the submission of the nation Israel and submitted to their law and obeyed those laws and those ordinances. So in the Old Testament, and in time past, the blessing came, why? Because you were a Jew who kept the law. But today, in this current dispensation of grace, we've seen that the reason for blessing is because you're a member of the body of Christ. You are in Christ. Blessing today is in the form of a person, and by being in a person. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Where are those blessings? In Christ. Verse 4, "He hath chosen us in Him." Where? In Christ. Verse 6, "To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved." Where? In the Beloved, in Christ. So our blessing today in the dispensation of grace comes, why? Because we're in Christ. Not because we're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not because we've kept the law of Moses. But because by faith we are in Christ. We've been baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. We're one with Him. We're united with Him. And in Christ there is favor and blessing from the Father. He tells us in Romans chapter 8, "How shall not He with Him also freely give us all things?" How shall not God the Father with Christ freely give us all things? All the things that He's given to Christ, He gives to us because we are in Christ. The favor that He bestows upon Christ, He bestows upon us. So why are we blessed today? We're blessed because we're in Christ, and no other reason. It's not because you've kept the law, not because you're a Jew, not because you've done anything, but simply because you are in Christ. By faith, you're in Christ. Now, the question that we want to answer today, so last week that was our focus. Why are we blessed? Today, the question is, how are we blessed? That is, what type of blessing do we receive? What type of blessing is it that we have? Well, let's turn to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. And as we did last week, we'll follow the same pattern and we'll understand how first Israel was blessed and then how the body of Christ is blessed. And understand that even though both of these groups are getting supernatural blessings, yet there is a difference in those types of supernatural blessings. Notice Exodus chapter 14 and verse 12, we read this. Is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Now the scene here, I probably should set it, is that Israel, the children of Israel have just left the land of Egypt. They're fleeing from Pharaoh. Pharaoh and his armies are pursuing. And we know the account of what's going to happen here in Exodus chapter 14. The armies of Pharaoh pursue the children of Israel. The children of Israel come to the Red Sea. The Red Sea is in front of them. The armies of Pharaoh behind them. What happens? Verse 12. Is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Now, we'll not read the whole passage, but we know what happens. God opens the Red Sea. The children of Israel pass through on dry ground. The armies of Pharaoh try to follow. When they get out in the middle of the sea, the waters return, and the armies of Pharaoh are drowned on the sea, on the seashore. Now, what is it exactly that we learn from that? Well, if you notice in verse 13, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. The favor that God conferred upon Israel, the blessing that he conferred upon them, was often a physical blessing. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It was a salvation that they could see. If I said to you today, can you see forgiveness? That's one of the blessings we have in Christ. We're going to look at it in a few minutes. Can you see forgiveness? Can you see redemption? Can you see eternal life? No, you can't see any of those things. But here in Israel, there's a salvation that they can see. They can see the salvation of the Lord. Those Egyptians which you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. It's a physical type of salvation, a physical type of blessing, a physical type of favor that God bestows upon them. Turn to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. We looked at Deuteronomy 28 last week when we talked about why we're blessed. And we saw that we are blessed because we're in Christ. Israel was blessed. Why? Well, one of the requirements was to keep the law. Deuteronomy 28 tells them that in verse 1, verse 2, verse 15. But what is the how of that blessing? In other words, if Israel kept the law, if they did that which God said, if they were, number one, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and if they then are obeying the law, how would they be blessed? Notice down in verse 11. Verse 11 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee the good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Notice that the blessings that come there, the Lord will make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground. The Lord will make thee plenteous in goods. Verse 4, blessed be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Notice, all those blessings are blessings that they can see. The fruit of thy body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. He'll make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground, the land which the Lord swears the fathers to give thee. He'll open the windows of heaven to give rain in his season. How are they blessed? Well, they're blessed physically. They're blessed with things that they can see. They're blessed with things that are a part of God's creation or a part of nature, but they're going to receive them in a supernatural abundance. For example, the rain, verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. Rain is a natural event, a natural occurrence, but they're going to receive just the right amount of rain at just the right times to make their crops prosper. That's supernatural. Even though the rain is a natural part of God's creation, the exact precise timing of it to be just enough, just when you need it, is supernatural. So Israel is going to receive a supernatural blessing, a favor bestowed by God that is supernatural, but that is physical in nature, one that they can see. The rain, the fruit of their body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of thy kind, the increase of the cattle, the increase of the flocks. Now that's not to say that there is no spiritual blessing for Israel. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter 3. And notice what Peter says in Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 3, Peter's going to talk about a coming spiritual blessing. Acts 3 verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive to the time of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Notice verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. But when would their sins be blotted out? Notice, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The times of refreshing, if you trace that terminology through, that's the coming of the kingdom. That's when Jesus Christ returns to this earth, sits on the throne of his father David, rules and reigns in that kingdom. That's the day when their sin, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come. That's when they receive their forgiveness. That's when they receive their spiritual blessing, is when that kingdom comes. So they're receiving, how are they blessed? How is Israel blessed? Well, they're receiving physical blessing many times in the Old Testament. Immediately, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Obey my law and I'll make you plenteous in goods and plenteous in the fruit of the cattle and the fruit of the ground. While the spiritual blessing, the forgiveness of their sins, repent ye therefore being converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. That spiritual element of their blessing is something that they look for later. It's something that they didn't, in the nation Israel, they didn't think of being saved in the same way that you and I do, as a spiritual issue, but oftentimes it was a physical issue, being saved from your physical enemies, being saved from famine, being saved from pestilence, being saved from whatever the physical malady was. And in the future then, when the kingdom comes, he'll take away your sin and he'll forgive your sin and he'll blot it out and give you that spiritual life and blessing that you've been seeking in the kingdom. For the church, the body of Christ, those roles are somewhat reversed. In fact, they're exactly reversed. Go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. And let's answer the question for the body of Christ, how are we blessed? We've already seen why we're blessed. We're blessed because we're in Christ. But how are we blessed? Israel was blessed physically, immediately, and then they waited for a spiritual redemption and a spiritual blessing. Notice Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all. And notice, if you're following along in your own copy of God's Word, what those next two words are: spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us already, past tense, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We've already received. What are those spiritual blessings? Well, notice in verse 5, he's predestinated us. In verse 6, he's made us accepted in the beloved. In verse 7, we have redemption through his blood. In verse 7, we have the forgiveness of sins. In verse 11, we've obtained an inheritance. All of those things are spiritual blessings. They're things that you can't see, touch, feel, taste, smell. You have predestination, you have redemption, you have forgiveness, you have acceptance, you have an inheritance. But none of those things can you see. All of those things are spiritual in nature. All of those things are a part of the eternal life package, if you will, that God has given you in Christ Jesus. But none of them, about none of those things could you say, stand still and see the salvation, the blessing of your Lord. He'll show it to you today. All those things are things that can't be seen with the physical eye. Does that mean they're not real? Well, of course not. Your forgiveness is real. Your redemption is real. Your acceptance in the beloved is real. But it's just not physical. The church, the body, how is the church, the body of Christ blessed? We are blessed spiritually first. Up front, you might say. That's what we receive initially. For the nation Israel, they're receiving these physical blessings for their obedience to the law. For the church, the body of Christ, it's not obedience to the law. It's by virtue of the fact that we're in Christ in verse 3. But it's also a different kind of blessing. Is it supernatural? Yes, it certainly is. Your forgiveness, your redemption, your justification, all of that is supernatural. But it's spiritual. It's spiritual in its nature and in its character. Now, does that mean that we as members of the body of Christ will never receive physical blessing? Not at all. Turn with me back to the book of Romans, chapter 8. And keep your hand here in Ephesians. I want to look at an interesting contrast. Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, notice with me verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Is our body going to be redeemed? Yes, it is. Is it going to be redeemed right now? No, it's not. Paul says, we wait for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Notice something interesting. We wait for the redemption of our body. Notice Ephesians 1 verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood. Now, do we have redemption or are we waiting for redemption? Both. We have redemption spiritually. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We wait for the redemption of our body. A physical redemption. You see, for the church, the body of Christ, the roles have been reversed. While Israel received physical blessing and physical abundance up front, while they waited for a spiritual redemption in the kingdom, you and I receive spiritual blessing, spiritual abundance, all spiritual blessings up front, while we wait for the redemption of our body and the physical blessing that that will bring, deliverance from the curse. Why is that important to understand? Because you might, if you had a life like Paul's, for example, real quickly, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Listen to Paul's life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 24. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night had never been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren, weariness, painfulness, watchings, hunger, thirst, fastings, cold, nakedness. Was Paul physically blessed? Man, if that's physical blessing, I hope I never get any. But was he blessed? Absolutely. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why is it important to understand that? Because if you're going through some of the same kind of things that Paul went through there, maybe not to that extent, but you're going through physical problems, you might begin to think, well, God doesn't care about me. He hasn't blessed me. Look at all these things that are happening to me. If you are in Christ, your blessing today is in Christ. And if you're in Christ, you have all spiritual blessings while you wait for the physical. And if things are not going good for you today in the physical realm, in terms of your body of flesh, that hasn't got one thing to do with God not blessing you. You still have every, it doesn't matter what physical condition you're in, if you're in Christ, you're still forgiven, you're still redeemed, you're still accepted, you still have an inheritance. It's all still yours in Christ. So, how are we blessed? Spiritually, while we wait for the physical. We'd like to invite you to write to us with any questions or comments you might have about the program. Our address is Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. Our web address, www.gracealive.org, and our toll-free phone number, 877-53-GRACE. We look forward to hearing from you this week. In any one of those ways, you can contact us. And when you do, if you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes, the CDs or the DVDs, please request them. Until next week, we trust that God's grace will truly be alive in your life.